Ministers of government in St. Vincent and the Grenadines continue to function in their role even after the dissolution of Parliament. Former Speaker of the House of Assembly, Joma Thomas, explains that the dissolution of Parliament only affects the legislative arm of the government. He says the functions of Cabinet continue.
I have seen, and this is not the first time I'm seeing it, where people question whether the Prime Minister is Prime Minister after the dissolution of Parliament. The dissolution of Parliament has to do with the dissolution of the legislature. People need to remember that there are three branches of government. There's the executive, which is led by Prime Minister Gonzales. There's the legislature, which is led by the Speaker of the House of Assembly, because she controls the Parliament of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. And there's the judiciary. The judiciary is led by Chief Justice Price Findlay. And that court sits in St. Lucia. So when the Prime Minister announced last Tuesday, I think it was, that the Parliament is dissolved, or he would be dissolved and defective that night, or I think the next morning, all it meant is that Parliament would no longer be sitting. That's the legislative arm of the government.
Thomas, however, indicated that no more laws can be passed during this time.
It does not mean that the Prime Minister is no longer Prime Minister. It does not mean that the courts no longer sit. The court carry on as usual. I was in court yesterday. I will be in court again tomorrow. The Prime Minister carries on his prime ministerial duties. The ministers of government carry on their ministerial duties because they are part of the executive. In other words, between the dissolution of Parliament and the elections and the selection of a new set of cabinet, a new cabinet and a prime minister, there can be no more laws passed. The only way that would be possible is if we have a national emergency. And I'm sure if there's a national emergency, the prime minister would have an emergency session and we'd go back and pass whatever emergency laws, legislations we need.
According to Thomas, Dr. Gonzales remains as Prime Minister until after the elections.
The Governor General is the head of state. The Prime Minister is the head of government. So the notion that the Prime Minister acts and carries out in carrying forward his government, he's acting in keeping with the views and opinions of the sovereign. But the notion that the Prime Minister is effectively no longer, and that is the Governor General who has to take care of everything else, that's not true. The Prime Minister is essentially the Prime Minister of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. He remains the Prime Minister of St. Vincent and the Grenadines up until after the elections.
Former Speaker of the House of Assembly, Joma Thomas. Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonzales announced the dissolution of Parliament last week at a mass political rally in Kingstown. The 15-seat Parliament was dissolved on Tuesday, October 28. A nomination day is November 10th, and general elections will be held on November 27th. The general elections will be contested by the two main political parties, the Unity Labour Party and the New Democratic Party. I'm Donnie Collins with today's special report.